Good morning, everyone. Well, good morning from my part of the world anyway, and this is Audiomo day two. I'm very, very tired this morning because I slept badly. I love the hot weather, actually, but last night was a little bit too warm, I think basically because there was no breeze, and with all my windows open, there was still no breeze, so... And apart from that, I've got a lot of stuff that I'm not going to talk about, but a lot of things going around in my head, personal stuff that has been upsetting me a little bit. So, consequently, I didn't sleep well. But enough about that. There's children playing outside in the street this morning, and it's quite nice to hear them. It must be a lovely day out there. So if you can catch that noise, that's what it is. I'll put you near my window. Yeah, so it's nice. Birds singing, children playing. It sounds very nice out there. A couple of things I wanted to comment on with regards to Audiomo. I am at the moment sticking here with Audio Boom. For me, that seems the easiest place, although I wasn't sure whether to just record in Dropbox. I think I do have some followers here though, so I think I'll stick here. Really and honestly, it doesn't matter where we record, because as long as we share it to Twitter, then we can all listen to each other's. I have had a problem, well, I still do, with people recording on bumpers. I can't listen to those from my computer. However, I found that I can listen to them through the Twitterific app on my iPhone. So all is not lost. And I'm just working out how to do a search on Twitter, well, like save a search on Twitterific and access it. I'm just wondering if it's going to keep my place, or whether it throws me back to the top of the tweets every time. But a bit of experimentation will show me. And so I'm finding myself using my phone more and more often than my computer, to be honest. I've just had a problem where my email client has updated itself and now no longer works with my screen reader. So again, I'm left with using my phone to read my emails, which isn't in itself a big problem. Just that I can more quickly scan through my emails and delete them from the computer and reply to them because I obviously use the keyboard. Now I can reply on my phone, either using the on-screen keyboard, which is slow but doable, dictation, which is okay but occasionally inaccurate, so I have to edit that, or I do have a Bluetooth keyboard which works mostly okay, but sometimes doesn't. So, but then it was only a cheap one. So I'm just having this dilemma really about how my phone is actually a lot easier, and I'm wondering whether to go for, like, whether to completely scrap my computer and whether to go for like something like an iPad with a case with a keyboard in it, you know, so you can actually sort of use it like a laptop computer. So just wondering whether to do that. I don't really want to buy a Mac because whilst I believe they're very, very good, they are very expensive. But I'm just wondering whether there's any point in just getting rid of my computer altogether. Or would there be things I want to do on it? This is way different to what I was expecting to talk about today, so I'm sorry for the ramble. I think the only thing I would want on my computer is Word. I use Word a lot, and I copy things down like knitting patterns and read them that way. So, yeah, lots of thinking. Anyway, I didn't really come to talk about that, so I shall go now. And I hope everybody has a good day. My plans have changed completely for my weekend, disappointingly, but I will find something to do, and at least I'll have time to listen to you lot, won't I? So take care, everyone.